I dig beyond a collier, DIVIONDACOLIER. Date of service is 10-9-2025. Date of birth 10-7-86. Date of accident 5-22-2024. Miss Divyanda Collier was traveling as a front seat passenger, restrained when she was rear-ended at a moderately high speed. The impact caused her issues in the shoulders and spine. In the right shoulder, MRI showed a supraspinatus tear and infraspinatus tendinosis, superior posterior labrum tear. And right shoulder has a subacromial subdeltoid bursitis and marrow edema in the anterior superior aspect of the greater tuberosity as a regular MRI, but the first one was arthrogram. In addition, patient has a bulging disc at C3-4 and L5-S1 and facet hypertrophy at L3-4, L5-S1. Patient has been advised she may benefit for some injection like epidural injection 2 or 3 and one or two injection of facet joint injection from L3 to L5-S1 and one or two cervical epidural maybe. Her surgery was done on 9-23-2025 at Insight Hospital that now she is post-op. Right shoulder, she is wearing a humongous brace on the right shoulder, and she's wearing all day long. And she had sutures in the shoulder area, which have been removed yesterday. Her next visit to the orthopedic surgeon is on November 6th. And patient has been advised that she needs to continue seeing orthopedic surgeon for further pain relief. And she reports a panic attack. She had a chipped tooth while intubation was being done, and she still complained of swollen throat. Her pain level is 9 to 10. ADLs are 10. 100% relief is reported by the patient so far. And kindly review the record for ADL. System review. Additional issues. Substance abuse and a compliance plan. In physical examination, patient is blood pressure is 128/84, pulse 78, pulse ox is 100%. The rest of the exam is from previous visit of 8/15/2025, dictation number 0821-005, except the right shoulder is a post-operative. It was not examined as it is in an incredible bandages and also just a recent post-operative, and also she had a big brace. We decided not to remove it. No physical examination was done for the right shoulder. It is up to the orthopedic surgeon. When it is removed, then we'll investigate. So far, everything looks good other than the shoulder area, and findings of the cervical and lumbar spine will be the same as previous visit. Thank you. Plan of care will be as follows. Patient was provided following medication, Celebrex 200 mg a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Flexeril 10 mg twice a day for muscle relaxation, SFX 20 mg for twice a day for stomach protection, Elavil 50 mg at night for sleep, Zoloft 50 mg for mood, and lidocaine ointment 5% for topical pain relief. Lyrica was provided for nerve pain and pain relief, headaches. Tylenol codeine was provided for pain, 30 tablets. Physical therapy has been advised to continue from the orthopedic surgery for right shoulder, and no traction to the spine is advised. Why she is disabled? Hospital replacement services are checked and transportation has been ordered. Mats were reviewed, labs have been reviewed and ordered. Patient is otherwise in compliance. Thank you.